The Emperor's New Mind. By Roger Penrose. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Emperor's New Mind, by Roger Penrose, is a book that explores the philosophical implications of artificial intelligence and the limits of human understanding. Penrose argues that the human mind is fundamentally different from a computer, and that the two cannot be compared. He believes that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. Penrose argues that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. He believes that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. He also argues that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. Penrose also examines the implications of Gödel's theorem, which states that any system of logic is incomplete. He argues that this theorem applies to the human mind, and that it is impossible for the human mind to understand everything. He also argues that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. He believes that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. Penrose also examines the implications of quantum mechanics, and argues that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. He believes that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. He also argues that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. The Emperor's New Mind is an exploration of the philosophical implications of artificial intelligence and the limits of human understanding. Penrose argues that the human mind is fundamentally different from a computer, and that the two cannot be compared. He believes that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. He examines the implications of Gödel's theorem and quantum mechanics, and argues that the human mind is capable of understanding things that a computer cannot, and that this understanding is based on something more than just the manipulation of symbols. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Turing test, a three-sentence summary of this idea, is that the Turing test is a test of a machine's ability to demonstrate intelligence by responding to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. It is a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason, and has been used as a benchmark for artificial intelligence since its introduction in 1950. The Turing test is a test of a machine's ability to demonstrate intelligence by responding to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. It was first proposed by Alan Turing in 1950 as a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason. The test involves a human judge engaging in a natural language conversation with two other parties, one a human and the other a machine. If the judge is unable to reliably tell which is which, then the machine is said to have passed the Turing test. The Turing test has been used as a benchmark for artificial intelligence since its introduction. It has been used to evaluate the progress of AI research, and to assess the capabilities of AI systems. However, it has also been criticized for its limited scope, as it does not measure a machine's ability to perform tasks that require physical manipulation or other forms of intelligence. The Turing test remains an important concept in the field of AI, and is still used today as a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason. It is also seen as a way to assess the progress of AI research, and to evaluate the capabilities of AI systems. Main idea number two. Gödel's incompleteness theorem, A three-sentence summary of this idea is that Gödel's incompleteness theorem states that any formal system of mathematics is incomplete, meaning that there are true statements that cannot be proven within the system. This theorem has implications for the limits of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. Gödel's incompleteness theorem is a fundamental result in mathematics that states that any formal system of mathematics is incomplete. This means that there are true statements that cannot be proven within the system. This theorem has far-reaching implications for the limits of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The theorem was first proposed by Austrian mathematician Kurt Gödel in 1931, and it has since become one of the most important results in mathematics. At its core, Gödel's incompleteness theorem states that any formal system of mathematics is incomplete, meaning that there are true statements that cannot be proven within the system. This is because any formal system of mathematics is based on a set of axioms, which are assumed to be true. However, Gödel's theorem states that there are statements that are true, but cannot be proven using the axioms of the system. This means that any formal system of mathematics is necessarily incomplete. Gödel's incompleteness theorem has implications for the limits of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. This is because machines are limited by the formal systems of mathematics that they are programmed with, and thus they cannot prove statements that are true but cannot be proven within the system. This means that machines may never be able to think in the same way as humans, as they are limited by the formal systems of mathematics that they are programmed with. Gödel's incompleteness theorem is a fundamental result in mathematics that has far-reaching implications for the limits of artificial intelligence. It suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans, as they are limited by the formal systems of mathematics that they are programmed with. This theorem has been a source of debate and discussion since it was first proposed by Kurt Gödel in 1931, and it continues to be an important result in mathematics today. Main idea number 3. Quantum mechanics. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that quantum mechanics is a branch of physics that deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It has been used to explain phenomena such as the uncertainty principle and entanglement, and has implications for the development of artificial intelligence. Quantum mechanics is a branch of physics that deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It is based on the idea that particles can exist in multiple states at the same time, and that the behavior of these particles is unpredictable and probabilistic. This has led to the development of the uncertainty principle, which states that it is impossible to know both the position and momentum of a particle at the same time. Quantum mechanics also explains the phenomenon of entanglement, which is when two particles become linked and interact with each other regardless of the distance between them. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that information can be transferred instantaneously between two particles. Quantum mechanics has also been used to explain phenomena such as superconductivity and the behavior of lasers. Main idea number 4. Artificial neural networks. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that artificial neural networks are computer systems that are designed to mimic the behavior of the human brain. They are used to process data and make decisions, and have been used in a variety of applications, including image recognition and natural language processing. Artificial neural networks, ANNs, are computer systems that are designed to mimic the behavior of the human brain. They are composed of interconnected nodes, which are analogous to neurons in the brain, and are used to process data and make decisions. ANNs are used in a variety of applications, such as image recognition, natural language processing, and robotics. They are able to learn from their environment and adapt to changing conditions, making them a powerful tool for solving complex problems. ANNs are also used in fields such as medicine, finance, and engineering, where they can be used to identify patterns and make predictions. ANNs are a rapidly evolving technology, and their potential applications are only beginning to be explored. Main idea number 5. The Church-Turing thesis, A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Church-Turing thesis states that any problem that can be solved by a computer can also be solved by a human. This thesis has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Church-Turing thesis is a foundational concept in computer science and artificial intelligence. It states that any problem that can be solved by a computer can also be solved by a human. This thesis has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. This idea was first proposed by Alan Turing in 1936, and has since been widely accepted as a fundamental principle of computing. The Church-Turing thesis is based on the idea that any problem that can be solved by a computer can also be solved by a human, given enough time and resources. This means that, in theory, a computer could eventually be able to solve any problem that a human can solve. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Church-Turing thesis has been widely accepted as a fundamental principle of computing, and has been used to develop a variety of computer algorithms and programs. It has also been used to explore the limits of artificial intelligence, and to develop new methods for solving complex problems. The Church-Turing thesis is an important concept in computer science and artificial intelligence, and its implications are still being explored today. Main idea number 6. The Chinese Room Argument. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Chinese Room Argument is a thought experiment that suggests that a computer cannot understand language, even if it is able to respond to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. This argument has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Chinese Room Argument is a thought experiment proposed by philosopher John Searle in 1980. It is used to challenge the idea that a computer can understand language, even if it is able to respond to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. The thought experiment involves a person in a room who is given a set of instructions in Chinese. The person does not understand Chinese, but is able to follow the instructions to answer questions in Chinese. The argument suggests that, even though the person is able to answer the questions, they do not understand the language, and therefore a computer would not be able to understand language either, even if it is able to respond to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. This argument has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. Main idea number 7. The Turing machine. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Turing machine is a theoretical device that is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Turing machine is a theoretical device that was proposed by Alan Turing in 1936. It is a device that is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Turing machine is a universal machine, meaning that it can be programmed to simulate the logic of any other machine. It is composed of a finite state machine, which is a machine that can be in one of a finite number of states, and an infinite memory tape, which is used to store the data that the machine is working on. The Turing machine is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language, and it is the basis for the modern computer. The Turing machine is a powerful concept because it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to understand and solve problems in the same way that humans do. The Turing machine is also important because it is the basis for the modern computer, and it has been used to develop many of the algorithms and techniques that are used in computer science today. The Turing machine is a powerful concept that has had a major impact on the development of artificial intelligence and computer science. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. It is also important because it is the basis for the modern computer, and it has been used to develop many of the algorithms and techniques that are used in computer science today. Main idea number 8. The halting problem. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the halting problem is a problem in computer science that states that it is impossible to determine whether a given program will ever halt or not. This problem has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The halting problem is a problem in computer science that states that it is impossible to determine whether a given program will ever halt or not. This means that it is impossible to know ahead of time whether a program will ever finish running or not. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The halting problem was first proposed by Alan Turing in 1936, and has since become a cornerstone of computer science. It has been used to prove the undecidability of certain problems, and has been used to show that certain problems are not computable. It has also been used to show that certain problems are not solvable in polynomial time. The halting problem is an important concept in computer science, and has implications for the development of artificial intelligence. Main idea number 9. The frame problem. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the frame problem is a problem in artificial intelligence that states that it is difficult for a computer to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. This problem has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The frame problem is a problem in artificial intelligence that states that it is difficult for a computer to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. This problem is rooted in the fact that computers are limited in their ability to reason and draw conclusions from the data they are given. As a result, they are unable to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. This means that they are unable to draw conclusions from the data they are given, and thus are unable to solve the problem. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The frame problem was first proposed by John McCarthy in 1969, and has since been studied extensively by researchers in the field of artificial intelligence. The problem is based on the idea that computers are limited in their ability to reason and draw conclusions from the data they are given. This means that they are unable to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. As a result, they are unable to draw conclusions from the data they are given, and thus are unable to solve the problem. The frame problem has been a major obstacle in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. As a result, researchers have been working to develop methods to overcome this problem, such as using heuristics and other techniques to help computers determine which facts are relevant to a given problem. Despite these efforts, the frame problem remains a major challenge in the field of artificial intelligence. Main idea number 10. The Turing test. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Turing test is a test of a machine's ability to demonstrate intelligence by responding to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. It is a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason, and has been used as a benchmark for artificial intelligence since its introduction in 1950. The Turing test is a test of a machine's ability to demonstrate intelligence by responding to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. It was first proposed by Alan Turing in 1950 as a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason. The test involves a human judge engaging in a natural language conversation with two other parties, one a human and the other a machine. If the judge is unable to reliably tell which is which, then the machine is said to have passed the Turing test. The Turing test has been used as a benchmark for artificial intelligence since its introduction. It has been used to evaluate the progress of AI research and to assess the capabilities of AI systems. However, it has also been criticized for its limited scope, as it does not measure a machine's ability to perform tasks that require physical manipulation or other forms of intelligence. The Turing test remains an important concept in the field of AI, and is still used today as a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason. It is also seen as a way to assess the progress of AI research and to evaluate the capabilities of AI systems. Main idea number 11. The Turing machine, a three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Turing machine is a theoretical device that is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Turing machine is a theoretical device that was proposed by Alan Turing in 1936. It is a device that is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Turing machine is a universal machine, meaning that it can be programmed to perform any task that can be expressed in a formal language. It is composed of a finite state machine, which is a machine that can be in one of a finite number of states, and a set of instructions that tell the machine what to do in each state. The Turing machine is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language, and it is the basis for modern computers. The Turing machine is a powerful concept because it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to understand and solve problems in the same way that humans do. The Turing machine is also important because it is the basis for modern computers, which are capable of performing complex calculations and tasks that would be impossible for humans to do. The Turing machine is a powerful concept that has had a major impact on the development of artificial intelligence and modern computing. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. It is also the basis for modern computers, which are capable of performing complex calculations and tasks that would be impossible for humans to do. Main idea number 12. The Church-Turing thesis, a three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Church-Turing thesis states that any problem that can be solved by a computer can also be solved by a human. This thesis has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Church-Turing thesis is a foundational concept in computer science and artificial intelligence. It states that any problem that can be solved by a computer can also be solved by a human. This thesis has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. This idea has been explored in depth by Roger Penrose in his book The Emperor's New Mind, where he argues that the human mind is capable of performing certain tasks that are beyond the capabilities of computers. He suggests that the human mind is able to access certain aspects of reality that are not accessible to computers, and that this could be the key to unlocking the potential of artificial intelligence. The Church-Turing thesis is an important concept in the field of computer science and artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. This idea has been explored in depth by Roger Penrose in his book The Emperor's New Mind, where he argues that the human mind is capable of performing certain tasks that are beyond the capabilities of computers. He suggests that the human mind is able to access certain aspects of reality that are not accessible to computers, and that this could be the key to unlocking the potential of artificial intelligence. Main idea number 13. The Chinese room argument. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Chinese room argument is a thought experiment that suggests that a computer cannot understand language, even if it is able to respond to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. This argument has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Chinese room argument is a thought experiment proposed by philosopher John Searle in 1980. It is used to challenge the idea that a computer can understand language, even if it is able to respond to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. The thought experiment imagines a person in a room who is given a book of instructions in Chinese. The person does not understand Chinese, but is able to follow the instructions in the book to answer questions in Chinese. The person is able to answer the questions correctly, but does not understand the language. The Chinese room argument suggests that a computer, like the person in the room, can answer questions correctly without understanding the language. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The argument has been widely discussed and debated, and has been used to support both sides of the debate on artificial intelligence. Main idea number 14. Gödel's incompleteness theorem, a three-sentence summary of this idea, is that Gödel's incompleteness theorem states that any formal system of mathematics is incomplete, meaning that there are true statements that cannot be proven within the system. This theorem has implications for the limits of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. Gödel's incompleteness theorem is a fundamental result in mathematics that states that any formal system of mathematics is incomplete. This means that there are true statements that cannot be proven within the system. This theorem has far-reaching implications for the limits of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The theorem was first proposed by Austrian mathematician Kurt Gödel in 1931, and it has since become one of the most important results in mathematics. At its core, Gödel's incompleteness theorem states that any formal system of mathematics is incomplete, meaning that there are true statements that cannot be proven within the system. This is because any formal system of mathematics is based on a set of axioms, which are assumed to be true. However, Gödel's theorem states that there are statements that are true, but cannot be proven using the axioms of the system. This means that any formal system of mathematics is necessarily incomplete. Gödel's incompleteness theorem has implications for the limits of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. This is because machines are limited by the formal systems of mathematics that they are programmed with, and thus they cannot prove statements that are true but cannot be proven within the system. This means that machines may never be able to think in the same way as humans, as they are limited by the formal systems of mathematics that they are programmed with. Gödel's incompleteness theorem is a fundamental result in mathematics that has far-reaching implications for the limits of artificial intelligence. It suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans, as they are limited by the formal systems of mathematics that they are programmed with. This theorem was first proposed by Austrian mathematician Kurt Gödel in 1931, and it has since become one of the most important results in mathematics. Main idea number 15. The frame problem, a three-sentence summary of this idea, is that the frame problem is a problem in artificial intelligence that states that it is difficult for a computer to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. This problem has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The frame problem is a problem in artificial intelligence that states that it is difficult for a computer to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. This problem is rooted in the fact that computers are limited in their ability to reason and draw conclusions from the data they are given. As a result, they are unable to determine which facts are relevant to a given problem and which are not. This means that they cannot accurately determine the context of a problem, and thus cannot accurately solve it. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The frame problem was first proposed by John McCarthy in 1969, and has been a major focus of research in artificial intelligence ever since. It has been argued that the frame problem is the single most difficult problem in artificial intelligence, and that it is the main obstacle to the development of truly intelligent machines. The frame problem has been addressed in various ways, including the use of heuristics, the development of non-monotonic logic, and the use of Bayesian networks. However, none of these approaches have been able to completely solve the frame problem. The frame problem is an important concept in the field of artificial intelligence and has implications for the development of truly intelligent machines. It is a difficult problem to solve and has been the focus of much research. Despite the progress that has been made, the frame problem remains an unsolved problem and is likely to remain so for the foreseeable future. Main idea number 16. The halting problem. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the halting problem is a problem in computer science that states that it is impossible to determine whether a given program will ever halt or not. This problem has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The halting problem is a problem in computer science that states that it is impossible to determine whether a given program will ever halt or not. This means that it is impossible to know ahead of time whether a program will ever finish running or not. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may never be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The halting problem was first proposed by Alan Turing in 1936, and has since become a cornerstone of computer science. It has been used to prove the undecidability of certain problems, and has been used to show that certain problems are not computable. It has also been used to show that certain problems are not solvable in polynomial time. The halting problem is an important concept in computer science, and has implications for the development of artificial intelligence. Main idea number 17. Quantum mechanics. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that quantum mechanics is a branch of physics that deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It has been used to explain phenomena such as the uncertainty principle and entanglement, and has implications for the development of artificial intelligence. Quantum mechanics is a branch of physics that deals with the behavior of matter and energy at the atomic and subatomic level. It is based on the idea that particles such as electrons, protons, and neutrons have wave-like properties, and that these particles can exist in multiple states at the same time. This has implications for the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that computers can be built to process information in ways that are not possible with classical physics. Quantum mechanics has also been used to explain phenomena such as the uncertainty principle and entanglement, which states that two particles can be connected in such a way that they can influence each other even when separated by large distances. This has implications for the development of quantum computing, which could revolutionize the way we process information. Main idea number 18. Artificial neural networks. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that artificial neural networks are computer systems that are designed to mimic the behavior of the human brain. They are used to process data and make decisions, and have been used in a variety of applications, including image recognition and natural language processing. Artificial neural networks, ANNs, are computer systems that are designed to mimic the behavior of the human brain. They are composed of interconnected nodes, which are analogous to neurons in the brain, and are used to process data and make decisions. ANNs are used in a variety of applications, such as image recognition, natural language processing, and robotics. They are able to learn from their environment and adapt to changing conditions, making them a powerful tool for solving complex problems. ANNs are also used in fields such as medicine, finance, and engineering, where they can be used to identify patterns and make predictions. ANNs are a rapidly evolving technology, and their potential applications are only beginning to be explored. Main idea number 19. The Turing test. A three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Turing test is a test of a machine's ability to demonstrate intelligence by responding to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. It is a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason, and has been used as a benchmark for artificial intelligence since its introduction in 1950. The Turing test is a test of a machine's ability to demonstrate intelligence by responding to questions in a way that is indistinguishable from a human response. It was first proposed by Alan Turing in 1950 as a measure of a machine's ability to think and reason. The test involves a human judge engaging in a natural language conversation with two other parties, one a human and the other a machine. If the judge is unable to reliably tell which is which, then the machine is said to have passed the Turing test. The Turing test has been used as a benchmark for artificial intelligence since its introduction. It has been used to evaluate the progress of AI research and to assess the capabilities of AI systems. However, it has also been criticized for its limited scope, as it does not measure a machine's ability to perform tasks that require physical manipulation or other forms of intelligence. Despite its limitations, the Turing test remains an important milestone in the development of artificial intelligence. It is a useful tool for evaluating the progress of AI research and for assessing the capabilities of AI systems. It is also a reminder of the potential of machines to think and reason, and of the importance of continuing to strive for greater levels of AI. Main idea number 20. The Turing machine, a three-sentence summary of this idea is that the Turing machine is a theoretical device that is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Turing machine is a theoretical device that was proposed by Alan Turing in 1936. It is a device that is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. It is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, as it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. The Turing machine is a universal machine, meaning that it can be programmed to simulate any other machine. It is composed of a finite state machine, which is a machine that can be in one of a finite number of states, and a tape, which is a memory device that can store an infinite amount of data. The Turing machine is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language, such as a programming language. It is also capable of recognizing patterns and making decisions based on those patterns. This makes it a powerful tool for artificial intelligence research. The Turing machine is a powerful concept because it suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. This is because the Turing machine is capable of performing any computation that can be expressed in a formal language. This means that machines can be programmed to solve complex problems, such as playing chess or recognizing speech. This suggests that machines may eventually be able to think and reason like humans. The Turing machine is an important concept in the development of artificial intelligence. It suggests that machines may eventually be able to achieve the same level of intelligence as humans. It is also a powerful tool for artificial intelligence research, as it is capable of recognizing patterns and making decisions based on those patterns. The Turing machine is a key concept in the development of artificial intelligence, and it is an important part of the history of computing.